弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
欢迎大家星期天到主的殿中，我们来敬拜神。
We welcome everyone to be here on Sunday to worship our Lord.
我们也谢谢我们的敬拜团队来啊，每周都是辛苦的预备啊，来带领我们会众的敬拜。
We also give thanks for our worship team for they lead us every Sunday to worship our God.
刚才这个首歌还挺好听的吧？
The third song was beautiful, isn't it?
但这首歌是一个广东歌。
But it's actually a song in Cantonese.
如果用广东话唱，那么这个歌会更好听，因为它所有的押韵是用粤语的。
So the lyrics plays just better with Cantonese.
一个很好的机会，我们学学广东话。
Good opportunity for us to learn Cantonese.
All right. 今天呢，我们会开始一个新的讲道系列哈。
Today we're going to mark our new beginning of a new sermon series.
我们今天的讲道系列呢，就是叫教义与实践 ，Doctrine and Practice.
Thank you. Doctrine and Practice.
那么这个系列呢，我们大概会讲一系列关于和教义有关的话题。
We're going to revolve it around some topics around the doctrines.
但是大家不用担心，不是说特别的啊神学性，而是说还是非常实用的。
But it's not theology focused, but it's more practical.
因为所有的事情都是目前我们基督教会所遇到的比较一些有争议性的话题。
All of the topics are pretty controversial in the Christian world.
那我们今天的第一个的这样的话题就是觉志祷告。
Our first topic for today is the sinner's prayer.
所以在开始之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你召聚了我们。
For you have gathered us.
成为神的儿女。
To be called of your children.
你恩典跟祝福伴随着我们一生。
Your blessing and your grace will just follow along us.
我们恭敬将今天所分享的信息交托你的恩手中。
We dedicate today's message to your hand.
让我们所说所讲都合你的心意。
May the message be pleasing to you.
愿圣灵在我们的心中工作。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
我们能够将所听到的真理用在我们教会的实践当中。
So that we may apply the truth into our church.
愿主你看顾我们。
May you guide us.
保守我们。
Safe keep us.
直到耶稣基督再来的日子。
Until our Lord's Jesus' second coming.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in our son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那在2012年的时候呢，美南浸信会呢，有一个这个他们的年会。
In 2012, the Southern Baptist Convention, they had an annual convention.
那么在这个会上就有一个提议哈。
And there was a proposal.
就提议就是关于觉志祷告的事情。
About the sinner's prayer.
那在这个问题呢，当时在会议上就有很激烈的争论。
And there was many debate.
那这种争论呢，一直在这个会议结束之后一直持续到现在。
And it carried over this debate for many years until now.
那一派呢是坚决的反对。
And some strongly oppose it.
因为认为说觉志祷告并没有在圣经里面出现。
Because the sinner's prayer is not in the Bible.
所以应当予以废除。
So they should ban it.
那另一派呢则认为这是领人归主的一个行之有效的方法。
Others think the sinner's prayer is a very effective way to lead people to Christ.
不但应当予以证明，而且应当把它正式的规范成一种啊，这个得救必须要的一种手段。
So that we should follow it, practice it, and make it a necessary step.
那么现实生活的情况就是呢，做了觉志祷告，是不是这个人就已经确实得救了。
But in reality, does it mean that someone say the sinner's prayer guarantee that they are saved?
这个问题不但一般的信徒比较模糊。
The believers are confused.
甚至教会的领袖也是模棱两可。
Even some church leaders are not sure.
表面上看这是一个传福音的方法之争。
On the surface, it seems to be an evangelical method.
那么实际上是潜在着对基督救恩论的这个理解有重大的分歧。
Deeper down, it's about the interpretations about salvation.
那么这个影响到影射到神学上的分歧哈。
Has many impacts on the theological differences.
那么再加上有一些人的神学立场是比较极端的。
And some hold extreme views.
那么所造成的危害其实是蛮大。
That negatively impact.
那我们今天如何看待觉知祷告？
So how do we look at sinner's prayer?
这种做法符合圣经的教导吗？
Is it biblical?
那么是不是可以觉知祷告作为得救的确据？
Is it an evidence of someone's salvation?
希望我们今天从这些圣经的研讨中我们能得到一个结论。
I hope we could find the answers through our message.
那么我们所选的经文就在约翰福音的第三章。
So scripture is in John, Gospel John, chapter 3.
那就是尼哥底母去见耶稣的这一段故事。
Nicodemus came to meet Jesus.
我们来看约翰福音第三章一到八节。
Let's turn to your Bible, Gospel John, chapter 3, verse 1 to 8.
我来读中文 ,Rachel 来读英文。
Hashan will read in Chinese, I'll read in English.
约翰福音第三章。有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council.
这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus replied, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked.Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从圣灵生的就是灵。
Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to Spirit.
我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again.
风随着自己的意思吹，你听见风的声音，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的，也是如此。
The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
所以这段经文是耶稣和尼哥底母谈到。
This is the Jesus discussing being born again with Nicodemus.
尼哥底母不但是犹太人的官，也是犹太人的老师。
Nicodemus is the council member and also a Jewish rabbi.
那么他的问题就是围绕着重生得救展开的。
And his question revolves around being saved.
而耶稣给的答案，我想正是我们来解答觉知祷告这个问题的一个真根本所在。
And Jesus' response is touch the core issue of the sinner's prayer.
人怎么样才能得救呢？
How can someone be saved?
耶稣已经给出了答案。
And Jesus already gave the answer.
人若得救，必须要从圣灵重生。
You must be born of the Spirit.
耶稣精辟的论述帮助我们来思考救恩与圣灵的关系。
Jesus' profound answer help us to consider salvation and the Holy Spirit.
如果我们理解了这个，我们对觉知祷告的问题就迎刃而解。
If we can understand their relationship, that can help us understand the sinner's prayer.
那么什么是得救呢？
What is salvation?
那么耶稣所传的福音呢，其实在马可福音第一章十五节就讲，耶稣传的福音是说，神的国近了， 你们当悔改信福音。
Jesus preached the gospel saying the kingdom of God is at hand. You should repent and accept the gospel.
那么人得救的根本就在于说是要进入神的国。
The foundation of salvation is to enter God's kingdom.
说人怎么样可以进到神的国度里呢？
How do we enter?
耶稣给出的答案就是人要重生。
They must be born again.
什么是重生啊？
What is rebirth?
那么重生就是一个人要脱胎换骨，重新做人。
It's a complete transformation to live a new life.
一个人和他过去的生活告别，要开始一个崭新的生活。
To say goodbye to their past and to embark on a new journey.
重生就是尼哥底母最大的问题。
And that was Nicodemus' biggest question.
他说难道进到母腹里面再重新再生出来吗？
Can I go back to my mother's womb and be born again?
耶稣不是，你是要从圣灵重生的。
And Jesus says, no, the rebirth is through the Holy Spirit.
那什么是从圣灵重生呢？
What is this Holy Spirit's give us rebirth?
其实从圣灵而生就是由圣灵带出一个完全不同的生命。
It's a completely brand new life led out by the Holy Spirit.
这个就是基督的生命。
That is the life of Christ.
所以我们看得救首先是上帝的工作。
Salvation, first of all, is God's work.
他赐给我们圣灵。
He gives us the Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵在人的心中工作。
Who works in our heart.
然后随即带来生命的改变。
To bring out a transformation.
所以我们看到圣灵的工作是得救的确据的一个根本。
So the assurance of salvation is the work of the Holy Spirit.
好，现在我们大概知道了人怎样才能重生，怎样从圣灵重生，我们怎样才能得救。
So now we have a better idea of how can someone be born again from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们怎么知道一个人他得救了呢？
So how can we know if someone is saved?
他必须有圣灵。
They must have the Holy Spirit.
所以现在我们再来看一下这个觉知祷告的一些历史。
So now let's consider some history of the sinner's prayer.
其实觉知祷告到今天的话也大概不会超过两百年的历史。
It existed for no more than 200 years.
因为第一开始的那个时候，在美国有这个大复兴运动。
There was in America there was a great awakening movement.
所以呢，有很多这个大型的布道会开始。
So a lot of evangelical conventions.
所以很多人在这个布道会上就悔改啊。
And hundreds and thousands of people repent.
但是后来发现这布道会没有跟踪，结果很多人并没有去教会。
But without any follow-up after those evangelical meetings, only a few end up in church.
所以有一个布道家，他叫这个叫 Charles Finney。
So there was an evangelist, Charles Finney.
那么芬尼呢，他就发明了这种叫信心祷告的方式。
Who came up with this faith prayer?
也就是我们今天所用的觉知祷告。
Who later become the sinner's prayer?
他发现在布道会的结束的时候，他邀请这些人来做这个觉知，做这个信心的祷告。
So at the end of the meeting, he would invite people to pray this prayer.
这样子，他把这些人的名字记下来。然后让附近的教会再去跟踪这些人。
And then they would take down these people's name who said the prayer and then have the local church to follow up with them.
这样就避免这些人会流失嘛。
So that to make sure they will end up in church.
所以由此可见，这个信觉知祷告从第一开始本来就没有说这为得救的确据而使用的一个方法。
So from its historical records, we see that sinner's prayer has never been the assurance of someone's salvation.
当时也没有人认为这个信觉知祷告有什么特别的魔力哈。
And back then, nobody see it as a magic charm.
但是到了二十世纪之后，这事情就不断的在演变哈。
But it evolved after we entered 20th century.
那么这个大规模的觉知祷告啊，就是啊， 在每次的布道会都有。
So every single evangelical meeting, there are mass scale people accept gospel.
那么到了葛培里的时代呢，觉知祷告呢已经为这个福音派的广泛的接受。
So in the Billy Graham's era, the sinner's prayer were accepted among the evangelicals.
人的看法也会改变。
And people's perspectives change.
那么有的人在做了觉知祷告，我们认为他已经是基督徒了。
Some consider if someone said the sinner's prayer, they are Christian.
如果他已经做了觉知祷告，我认为他们已经得救了。
If they said the prayer, they are saved.
但是你们知道，这种葛培里的这个大型布道会，最后真正留在教会人数的百分比是多少吗？
Do you know the percentage of those who said the prayer at the Billy Graham's evangelical meeting? How many percent of people actually end up in church?
你可以猜一猜。哈哈哈哈哈哈！没错，你猜对了，真是 5%， 5%，5%，只有5%的人最后留在教会。
Only 5%。
所以我们，所以这个问题就变成了一个非常严重的一个状况哈。
So it becomes a serious situation.
因为教会到底说这个人做了觉知祷告，他是不是基督徒，他有没有得救的话。
So the church wants to discern this person said the prayer, but are they actually saved?
所以这是我们要解决的一个问题哈。
That's the problem that an issue we have to address.
所以错误的去理解基督的救恩呢，哈，就导致了人们把这个救恩呢，得救啊，当作是某一个时刻所发生的事件。
So this misunderstanding about salvation makes people tend to believe that salvation occurs as a specific moment.
就没有看到说这个得救乃是一个过程。
Rather than being a process.
有的人呢引用圣经来支持觉知祷告哈。
Some people quote biblical scriptures to support the sinner's prayer.
那么最著名的一个经文是在启示录的3:20。
The most famous one is in Revelation 3:20.
说看哪，耶稣说，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me.
所以很多人用这个来做传福音用哈。
Many people use this verse to share the gospel.
实际上这个经文呢，不是对没有信主的人说的。
Actually, Jesus didn't speak this to unbelievers.
耶稣是对教会说的。
But Jesus spoke this to the church.
这个教会已经把门关上，把耶稣关在门外了。
The church has shut their door, and Jesus are standing outside.
所以耶稣在门外叩门说，你让我进去。
So that's why Jesus standing at the door and knock.
他要教会悔改。
To call for the church to repent.
所以你看，这不是说带这个经文不是带这个没有信的人的信主，是要这个已经信了主的人你要悔改。
So it doesn't apply to the setting of sharing the gospel to the non-believer.
那么第二个经文大家经常用来支持觉知祷告，在罗马书的10:9-10。
The second scripture is in Romans chapter 10, verse 9-10.
罗马书10:9，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信，就可以称义。口里承认就可以得救。
If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved.
那么保罗说的这句话是千真万确的。
So Paul said this, it is the truth.
但是我们要知道他讲这句话上下文是什么意思。
But you have to understand the context.
因为保罗是在辩论律法跟福音的关系。
Paul is analyzing between law and the gospel.
那些犹太人的基督徒说，你得救了还不行，你一定要什么？你一定要遵守律法才能真正的最后得救。
The Jews stated that you are saved, you accept the gospel is not enough. You must also obey the Jewish laws.
所以保罗说，我们不需要遵守律法的。
But Paul's point is, no, we do not need to obey the Jewish law.
保罗的这句话是基督徒的宣言。
That is the declaration of Christian.
不是罪人悔改的誓词。
Not a sinner's prayer.
所以我们看，我们要了解这个上下文和背景是怎么样，来正确的理解这些经文。
So we need to understand the background.
那么圣经里还有两个故事是被错误的来引用支持觉知祷告的。
There are also two stories in the Bible often misinterpreted to support sinner's prayer.
第一个是在《使徒行传》的第八节。
The first is in Acts chapter 8.
讲到一个埃提阿伯的太监信主的故事。
It's the story about an Ethiopian eunuch believes in the Lord.
那么他去耶路撒冷朝圣。
And he is on his way to Jerusalem.
在回来的路上他读以赛亚书。
And on his way back, he was reading the book of Isaiah.
他读的不是很明白。
He couldn't understand.
这时候天使就差派了这个腓力突然把他放在他的身边。
So the angel sent Philip.
那么来给他讲解。
To explain the book of Isaiah.
然后当这个太监他突然间明白了这个福音的道理的时候，于是腓力就给他施浸了。
Then the Ethiopian understood, and then Philip baptized him.
但是你要知道，整个的过程啊，是神对这个太监已经有了一个很好的预备。
You know, this process, the Holy Spirit has already prepared the eunuch's heart.
因为他本身已经是个敬畏神的人了。
He is already a godly man.
而且他对圣经有了一定的了解了。
And he has some understanding of the Bible.
而且整个事情不但有天使在背后推动，而且有圣灵的工作。
And the whole process was led by the angel and the Holy Spirit.
那么腓力作为十二个使徒之一，对他有面对面的教导。
And Philip, as the one of the twelve, taught him.
然后才有施浸。
And then followed by the baptism.
所以我们看到有神的预备。有教导，有施浸。
There was God's preparation and teaching, and then baptism.
那么另外一个例子也在《使徒行传》。
Another example also in Acts.
在十六章，保罗和希拉在腓立比坐监的时候。
In chapter 16, when Paul and Silas were in the jail.
当时那狱卒的一家人都信主了。
The jailer's family are saved.
我们读到经文就看到说，哦。他们听到福音，他们就信主，然后就施浸了。
We see that they heard the gospel, they accepted, and then baptized.
其实我们知道，本身他们已经有了敬畏神的心。
But we see that they were already God-fearing people.
因为不然的话，这狱卒不会善待保罗跟希拉，是不是
？Otherwise, the jailer won't treat Paul and Silas with kindness.
所以，当他们看到神迹的时候，哈。
So when they see the miracle.
所以他们更加的确信了。
That affirmed their faith.
于是保罗又把救恩的道理讲给他听。
So that's when Paul explained the gospel to him.
所以他们受浸之前是有神的预备，是有教导这样的一个程序。
So before they got saved, there was God's preparation and teaching.
所以我们看到说，一个人得救呢，不是靠神秘的咒语哈。
So the salvation is not by saying a charm.
说一个人也不可能在三十秒之内就悔改，真正的悔改。
And it's impossible for someone to completely repent in 30 seconds.
所以得救不是一个某时刻，不是某个时刻发生的事情。
So salvation doesn't occur in a specific moment.
而是一个过程。
But it's a process.
觉知祷告呢，把得救的过程简单化、程式化，就误导了很多人。
The sinner's prayer simplifies the and standardizes the salvation.
得救有一个祷告完成，这个很符合美国的快餐文化。
Salvation can be attained by a prayer that suits the American's fast food culture.
所以现在的麦当劳是风靡全球啊。
So McDonald's are popular.
这个去麦当劳快啊。
Because it's fast.
所以呢。但是我们现在都知道，这个快餐吃多了，对你的身体怎么样？非常不好。
But we all know fast food are junk food.
实际上，对信仰也是一样。
Same applies to faith.
你快不了的。
It can't be fast.
你跟随神的生命的成长是一步一个脚印走出来的。
Your life growth has to take one step at a time.
所以这里没有捷径可循。
There's no shortcut.
所以圣经里的得救从来都是过程。
So biblical salvation is always a process.
所谓的称义和成圣是不可分割的。
The justification and sanctification cannot be separated.
得救呢，就是圣灵预备我们的心。
Salvation is the Holy Spirit prepares our hearts.
而产生的必然的结果。
And that's the result.
所以成为得救的，成为一个基督徒，不是仅仅靠一个祷告而已。
So become a Christian cannot be just through a prayer.
而是接纳一种信仰。
But to accept a faith.
开始一种新的生命。
And to begin a new life.
所以就像你给人介绍对象一样哈。
It's just like the matchmaking.
两个人介绍对象第一次见面。
For the first like blind date.
那么见面之后，他们如果感觉不错，他们会继续交往吗？
If they have feelings, they will continue to see each other.
没有人见面第一面就说，好啊，我今天就跟你结婚哈。
Nobody would say I will get married with you at their first date.
对方一听大概就会吓跑了哈。
It will scare the other party.
所以婚姻大事都是要非常慎重。
So even marriage is a serious matter.
难道我们人生的信仰不应该更是如此吗？
And faith is even more so.
但是我们怎么知道一个人得救呢？
But how do we know if someone is saved?
那照陈牧师你这样讲，我们是不是还可以带人做决志祷告呢？
So if you say this, then can we still lead others to say the sinner's prayer?
我们还是可以做决志祷告的。
Yes, you can still do it.
我们知道赵想刘姐妹她在信主之前，我有带她做决志祷告吗？
You know, Sister Catherine, I led her into the sinner's prayer.
但决志祷告是一个开始嘛？
That is the beginning.
但随后怎么样？我们教会有很多的程序哈。
And then we followed a process.
她要申请教会会员，我们要参加会员班哈。
She needs to apply to be a member and then take a membership class.
还要跟牧师确认哈。
And to confirm with the pastor.
为什么要有这些步骤呢？
Why do we have to take those steps?
因为这些步骤就是确认圣灵在他心里面有工作。
That is to confirm the work of the Holy Spirit in her heart.
就像我刚才讲的，我们怎么知道得救呢？
How do we know we're saved?
就是一个人要有圣灵，我们才知道他得救。
They have the work of the Holy Spirit in them.
但是我们是幼染凡胎啊，我们哪知道这个人有没有圣灵啊，对不对？
But we are flesh and blood. How can we know someone is saved?
我们怎么知道就要经过教会的这些验证的过程。
So in the church, there is a confirming process.
那么是这些验证的过程之后，我们确认了，我们再给他施浸。
Through those examinations, we confirm and then we can baptize them.
就是我们经过这个验证的过程之后，是不是我们可以百分之百的确定我们不会被人家骗了呢？
Even through those process, can we 100% sure that they are saved?
这个不能保证。
It's not guaranteed.
错误，因为我们是人嘛，总会做错的事情哈。
Because we're
做出一些不准确的判断。
We're in flesh, so there are chances that our judgments are wrong.
所以最后决定的是在基督哈。
Christ has the final say.
但教会应当尽我们所有的可能性来确保能够得救的人真正的进入教会。
But the church bears the responsibility to examine and to confirm that someone become a church member, they are saved.
这是基督赋予我们的权柄。
That is the authority from Christ.
那我在南加州，大家知道 Saddleback Church 哈。
In Southern California, you know, there are Saddleback Church.
啊，我也曾经去过看过他们的教会。
I visited them.
每个星期天他们教会门前就放一口大缸。
Every Sunday, there is a water like container in front of the church.
里边都注满了水了。
Full of water.
今天谁想受浸马上就浸了。
Whoever wants to get baptized.
你第一次去教会也没有关系，只要你说我想受浸马上就浸。
Even if it's the first time you visit the church.
我不知道这样的教会，不论你有多大，啊，有多少的人， 你能不能真正得到神的祝福？我觉得我非常怀疑。
However big this church is, whether or not they can be blessed by Christ, I'm not sure.
我说感谢主，我们教会我们对这个受浸是非常严肃认真的。
So our church take baptism very seriously.
Yeah, 我们要经过很多的程序。
And we follow a protocol.
不是每个人说要求受浸我们就给他受浸。
Not that everyone who requests to be baptized will get it.
我们也不会去拉人啊，一定要受浸，他不没有准备好让他受浸啊。
And we don't recruit people who are not ready.
那我们不但没有帮了他，反而害了他了。
That's not helping them.
所以得救的根据就是我们知道有没有圣灵在他的身上。
So the assurance of salvation is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们从圣经的启示就可以知道说，圣灵的印记是真正是人得救的确据。
So we know from the Bible that the seal of the Holy Spirit is the evidence of salvation.
所以不是绝志祷告。
It is not, by the sinner's prayer.
所以我们看约翰福音第十四章这样讲哈。
We see that, the Gospel of John chapter 14.
说我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
所以在使徒行传第二章已经记载了圣灵降临的情况。
So in Acts chapter 2, it describes the Pentecost.
所以这是个历史性的里程碑的事件。
That's a historical milestone.
那么这样呢，我们从圣灵重生就成为可能。
So that, making it possible for us to be reborn from the Spirit.
所以唯有人的，这个神的圣灵在我们心中动工，人才可能悔改。
The Holy Spirit has to work in our hearts so that we can confess.
那才能在基督里面重生。
And can be reborn.
所以啊，这个绝志祷告不是什么咒语。
So the sinner's prayer is not a charm.
也没有什么这个特殊的魔力。
Doesn't have any magic power.
所以人得救就是在像以弗所一章十三节讲，是圣灵在我们的心上有一个印记。
So, our salvation is a seal on our heart by the Holy Spirit.
所以灵界的东西一看，灵界的这个啊，这个他们一看就看到了，我们是有圣灵的印记。
So in the spiritual realm, anyone can see that seal on us.
所以标明说我们是属神的人。
Marking that we belong to God.
所以呢，绝志祷告可以成为我们生命的起点。
So the sinner's prayer can be a beginning point.
但绝不是必须的啊。
But it's not required.
那么我们真的是要注意到说怎么样有这个属灵的分辨哈。
So let's see how can we have this discernment.
所以这个权柄是基督给教会的。
This authority Christ gave it to church.
那我已经曾经碰到一个这个Campus Crusade, 现在叫 Crew 了，这个机构的一个同工哈。
I once met with a Crew co-worker.
年轻小伙子非常有热情哈。
A very passionate young man.
那后来我才知道说他因为在 Campus Crusade 这个地方信主，然后他就后来毕业了之后仍然去做校园的施工。
So he graduated, and then stayed, in work on the campus ministry, under crew.
后来有一次我们在跟他讲，他来到我们教会，我们就跟他讲的时候才发现他不是在教会受浸的。
And then, when we better know him, we realized that, he did not get baptized at church.
所以我们就画了一个很大的 question mark, 你在哪里受浸的哈。他原先是在某一次聚会当中有这个特别的感动啊什么，就有牧师给他受浸了哈。
So he just randomly got baptized, during one of the Christian meetings.
所以这个权柄是给教会的哈。
But the church has the authority.
不是任何一个地方呢都可以随便给人家受浸的。
Not anyone can baptize people.
那么即使是教会，像我刚才讲的，有些教会呢对这个受浸也是采取一个很随便的态度。
Even some church take baptism lightly.
你有没有碰过基督徒他受浸但他已经不从来都不去教会了？
Have you encountered any Christian? They were baptized, but they never go to church.
你问他你是基督徒吗？
You ask them, are you Christian?
他说我是。
They say yes.
你去哪个教会啊？
Which church do you go?
你的牧师姓什么叫什么不知道。
Who is your pastor? You
所以这就是说我们在信仰这个问题上一定要严格把关的。
So we need to take it seriously.
所以教会要做这个检验的工作。
And the church has to examine.
所以当今的教会呢是前门大开后门也大开。
So the church today, the front door is widely open also as the back door.
那么进来也容易然后出去也容易。啊、
It's easy to enter, but also easy to exit.
以前有一个叫徐华医生。啊、
I used to know Dr. 徐。
比安卡他们应该认识他。啊他是很有恩赐去布道会的哈。
He's very talented in evangelize.
有一次他开完布道会，然后我就问他说：“哦，你居然举手决志信主了。
”So after one of the evangelical meeting, I approached someone and say, "Wow, you accepted Christ."
我说好像你一直是无神论的嘛哈。
I thought you are an atheist.
你怎么突然间改变了
？What changed your mind?
他说没有什么，主要是哎呀。看着老先生太辛苦了。
And he says, nothing else, but I see this elderly man, he's working so hard.
做医生本来挺好的嘛。
It's what a good life to be a doctor.
后来退休了还到处乱跑。
And then he retired and doing this evangelical meeting.
徐华很胖嘛。然后讲两个小时不停。
And preached for 2 hours.
浑身是汗。
So sweaty.
哎呀这样子吧我就举个手吧。
So I'll do you a favor, I'll raise my hand.
太辛苦了这样。不好意思。然后没人举手的话就不好。
Felt bad for the preacher.
所以我们就知道真的很多人举手不知是为了什么样的原因。
So you never know people's motivation of why they accept.
但是我们教会说你要到我们教会受浸你至少要参加教会6个月。
We say, to join our church, you have to attend for at least 6 months.
你要填写申请
fill out the application.
参加会员班
join membership class.
书写你得救的见证
write your testimony.
当众宣讲你的见证
publicly share your testimony.
然后接受浸礼
then receive baptism.
所有的每一步都确保说你心里真是确定你已经接受了基督的救恩。
Every single step examine that you truly indeed accept Christ as your Lord.
我想这应该成为我们教会优良的传统。
I think this could be a fine tradition of our church.
大家同意吗？
Do you agree?
不同意的举手。我想我是从林道亮牧师学来的一些很宝贵的经验。
This is what I learned from another pastor.
因为林道亮说教会的问题就是很多人不应该进教会的，我们让他进了教会。
He says the problem of the church is that those who are not supposed to be here, we allow them to join us.
很多人不应该做领袖的，我们让他做了领袖。
Those who are not supposed to be in the leadership, we allow them to be.
所以教会应该在信仰上严格把关。
So the church really should hold to its standard.
因为这是基督付给我们的责任啊。
That's the responsibility we bear.
我们怎么可以轻而易举就把这些东西抛弃掉？
And we can't take them lightly.
那么回到2012年美南浸信会的这个辩论。
So revisit the in 2012 the Southern Baptist annual convention.
最后教会最后整个这个大会通过了一个决议。
They passed a resolution.
依然认可决志祷告。
They still acknowledge the sinner's prayer.
认为还是可以使用的。
You can still practice it.
但是提出了一个严重的警告。
However, they also posed a warning.
警告说这个错误的使用可能会造成严重的后果。
That misusing it, could lead to consequences.
但是即使如此很多人还投了反对票。
But still, quite a few people vote against it.
认为这个语气还是不够 这样的还是不够严肃。
I think the warning is not stern enough.
那么可能担心这种警告也无事于补。
So that this warning are ineffective.
根本无法阻止有些人错误的使用觉知祷告。
And can't stop people from abusing it.
所以我们从这里可以看到哈，我们传福音呢不能用胁迫的方法。
So you see that sharing the gospel, you can't force people.
我们不能施压。
We can't pressure them.
我们不能哀求。
Or plead.
我们不能靠感动。
Or manipulate.
哎呀，这个弟兄姐妹对我多好啊。
They treat me so kindly.
这个教会多有爱心呢。
Or so lovely.
所以我加入教会。
That's why I joined the church.
那过一段时间你就会退出教会了。
And then after a while, you're going to quit.
因为这样的人在我们当中已经曾经发生过我们受浸，然后发现他并没有相信。
And then it happened to us before.
所以呢，我们希望我们今天这个讨论让我们对觉知祷告有个非常清楚的认识。
I hope that this message will give us a clearer understanding of the sinner's prayer.
一个人是不是基督徒，不是由觉知祷告决定的。
Whether or not someone is a Christian is not determined by if they said the sinner's prayer.
由什么来决定的，弟兄姐妹
？What is it determined by?
圣灵，
the Holy
Spirit, 必须有圣灵的印记。
The seal of the Holy Spirit.
那教会的责任呢，就是检验他有没有这个圣灵的印记。
And the church's responsibility is to examine if they have the seal of the Holy Spirit.
所以浸礼是我们检验后的一个结果。
The baptism is a result of the examination.
只有一个人接受在教会里经过这些步骤，接受浸礼，我们才可以说他是基督徒。
So that we can declare publicly that they are a Christian.
当然，最后的决定权在谁？
Who has the final say?
基督。
In Christ Jesus.
啊，基督，我们还是看不见嘛，那个圣灵哈，我们有时会搞错哈。但是神总不会搞错的。
Blind spots.
好，我们下面看一个这个这个例子哈，这个 slides， 这里讲的是。彼得在这个五旬节圣灵降临的时候在圣殿里面来讲福音，对不对？
So here we let's look at an example that is Peter during the Pentecost he preached at the temple.
那么当时讲完福音有很多人信主。
A lot of people repented got saved.
那彼得要这些人做什么呢？
What Peter asked them to do?Multiple choice.
Yeah, 再下一个。Yeah, 这个问题是什么？这个问题就是彼得五旬节传讲福音，他告诉众人如何得救。
So at the Pentecost, Peter told people how to be saved.
所以我这儿有几个选择题。
I have a few choice here.
第一个是举手祷，举手。
Pray, raise your hands.
第二个是祷告。
Pray.
第三个是呼喊。
Weep.
第四个是悔改和受浸。
Repent and be baptized.
哪个？悔改受浸，大家一选就选对了，没有人选错的，对不对？但是我们还是来看圣经，彼得到底怎么说的哈？下一章。
Let's look at the scripture how it says.
Yeah. 彼得怎么说？你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。就必领受所赐的圣灵。
So Peter said to them, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
既然你们都答对了哈
，for you all get the correct answer.
那么你们就按圣经的教导去做吧。
Obey the Bible.
所以。我们希望教会以后的受浸，我们所有的程序依然按照我们所做的这样去做。
I hope in the future, the church will stick to the process of the protocol when someone gets baptized.
教会必定蒙神的祝福。
And the church will for sure be blessed.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你将宝贵的救恩赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious salvation.
主，你将那生与死的权柄赐给教会。
You've given the church the authority between life and death.
在地上捆绑的，你在天上必然捆绑。
Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
在地上释放的，主你在天上也必然释放。
Whoever we set free on earth, Lord, will be set free in heaven.
就愿主你赐福我们的教会。
May you bless our church.
愿我们继续成为福音的出口。
May we continue to be a vessel for the gospel.
使更多的人因着教会来宣扬基督的福音而蒙恩得福。
May many more people will be blessed and saved through our preaching of the gospel.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in your son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.